This cafeteria food is so gross. I guess this is what I get for forgetting to ask our chef to make me lunch this morning. I would kill for one of her sandwiches right now. Oh, how do people even eat this stuff? It tastes like cardboard mixed with air freshener. You know what? I'll just go without lunch today. I have a pack of gum in my purse. I'll just have a few sticks of that. And that should hold me over until I get home. Oh, what a crappy day. At least it can't get any worse. At least I don't think it can. What could possibly... What the hell am I looking at right now? Is he with a girl? My boy is sitting with another girl. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's him, alright. Who is he with? And what are they doing? It's too far away for me to see. Not just sitting there. A table talking. Are you kidding me? He won't even say hi back to me when I see him, but he's just over there talking with whoever that is, like they've been friends for years. I haven't even seen whoever this girl is before. I guess it's a big campus, but that's just so unfair. He should be talking to me, not her, not whoever that is. You know what? I am going to walk right over there and butt into that little get together. Let's see how that little sweet talker reacts when she's cornered by me. Oh, he's in big trouble. Doing something like this when I'm hungry and mad. At home. Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. If it isn't my favorite boy. Come here. Give me a hug, you big jerk. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of... I'm sorry. I don't believe we've met before. Who are you? Cool. How come you've never introduced us before? I didn't know you had any lady friends. I thought I was the only one. Looks like I have a little competition. Sorry, I'm just joking. What's that? She's what? Your student. You're tutoring. Oh, Well, how was I supposed to know that? You two look like two lovebirds. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you have your textbooks out. But I didn't notice that. That. Alright. I'm sorry for wasting your time. Jeez. I've got a lunch getting cold over there for me anyways. Well, that wasn't awkward at all. Tutoring. It doesn't matter. That cutesy little brat was giving him the lovey eyes anyway. She probably knows I'm after him now. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I can work with this. If he's a tutor, well then, I'll just have to accidentally slip up my grades. He should be here any minute now. A whole month's worth of intentionally failing tests and not doing homework is about to pay off. You know, I gotta say, failing a class is much easier than passing. It's not a problem, though. I'm rich, so graduating isn't really a big problem for me. Money really can't buy anything in this world. Except for love, I guess. Speaking of. Hello, over here. Hey, why are you walking away? Come back. You're supposed to tutor me, idiot. You heard me. I'm your student today. No, I'm not kidding. Do I look like I'm kidding? Come on, sit. Oh, don't look gloomy now that you know you have to tutor me. I'm not all that bad. Look, I even brought you a drink from my favorite cafe. As a little thank you. You know what this is about. What do you even mean? I need a tutoring, and you're a tutor. That's all there is to it. Don't think too much about it. What? How dare you accuse me of lying to get you to come here? I would never. What? Just because I'm rich and I'm pretty, I must not be a good person, right? You ever heard me talking to myself before? Well, that was... I was just... fine. fine. So what if I lied to get you to be my tutor? There was no other way. But, you know what? Sit your butt down. You're not leaving. You know why? Because if I tell the whole school that you refuse to tutor me, you might just lose the whole gig. Oh, you think I wouldn't do that? Oh, you have no idea how far I'll go. That's how serious I am about you. Oh, I'm not being fair. What's not fair is you cozying up to that skank. Yesterday when you just met her. Meanwhile, you won't even look at me twice. And I've been trying to get your attention the whole semester. Well, I've had enough. And you drove me to this. I never thought I could be so annoyed by someone. And so attracted to them at the same time. Whatever. I'm rambling too much. It's time to finally get down to business. I love you so much. And I'm not gonna let you go now. What am I doing? I'm taking your pants off, silly. Hey, remember what I said? You wanna lose your gig? Yeah, I didn't think so. So sit still. Relax. No one's gonna see us. You think anyone comes down to this library? This place is a ghost town all day. Besides, if someone comes in, we'll just hide behind some shelves and keep going. So all you gotta do is just keep quiet for me, okay? That's a good boy. What? You know I'm into name calling. Well, you just don't like good boys specifically. We can work with that. What if I called you Daddy? Oh shit. I think I just heard your heart skip a beat. Is that what you like to be called? Daddy. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. You're lucky I have daddy issues. Having a rich father isn't all it's cracked out to be. Let's just say that. And he certainly wouldn't like me getting all handsy with a guy that he doesn't approve of. But fuck him. Am I right? I can do what I want. And what I want right now is to suck your You must have gotten all distracted. You didn't even notice I got the whole belt off. Well, now you've got only one last line of defense left. Let's see if I can get down on my knees and take care of it for you. Oh my. Did my eyes deceive me? Or are you really this hot right now? I knew you were attracted to me. No matter how hard you try to deny it, whether you like me or not, I am still one of the prettiest girls in the whole campus. How could you not? Alright, enough talk. Let's see what you're packing down here, Not like it matters, anyways. I'll still love you. Jeez. You always smacked me in the face. I guess what they say about quiet guys is true. Well, if you don't have any objections, I'm gonna get started. Oh yeah, one more thing though. When you need to come, just come. I'll swallow. Easy cleanup. How am I doing? Enjoying yourself? Just know that this isn't the kind of treatment that you're gonna find anywhere else. For money. Do this every damn day. Because that's how a good girl should treat her daddy. Isn't it? Keeping his balls empty all the time. Speaking of balls, well, why don't I give them a little attention too? Oh my god. those are big and swollen. Mm-hmm. Do you have a big load in that waiting for me? I can't wait to taste that. Hurry up and give it to me already. You like me and I suck on your balls. Do we look pretty with your cock laying on my face? Daddy? Hey, what are you doing? You just grabbed my hair and... Okay, that was kind of hot. Actually, are you mad at me now? Are you mad at me for being a little blackmailing slut? Daddy, why didn't you just take me out then? Come to my third. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm trolling so much. Come down my throat, please. I beg you, please. Still swallowed it all like a good girl. So how we can, you know, with the whole thing. Good. Good. So, meet you back here tomorrow. I've still got a lot of surprises to show you.